13 years old, the 10,
or
the second girl is 15 years old, and her her brother, he was 30 years old.
Allora, il figlio è nove, uno di 15 anni e il fratello di 30.
Mi puoi chiedere se queste persone, cioè sono, fanno, queste persone che lei, diciamo, ha perso, fanno parte delle persone che sono scomparse oppure delle persone che lei ha proprio visto uccise? Cioè, i suoi parenti sono scomparsi oppure proprio li ha visti uccisi?
He's asking if his two sons and his brother were among the people disappeared, or if she saw them die with her eyes.
Okay, أنت أولادك انفقدوا وقت المجزرة ولا أنت شفتيهن ميتين يعني ما عرفتي وين؟
انفقدوا وقت المجزرة.
أو عرفتين إذا ماتوا أو لا؟
لا ما عرفت.
She didn't know if they are. She didn't see them when they were died. Just she knew that she lost them, and she was searching everywhere at that time, but she didn't find them. So she lost them. She didn't see her eyes.
Okay. Hanno detto che non li ha visti morti. Li ha cercati tra i cadaveri, ha chiesto in giro, però lei non li ha visti con i suoi occhi.
Quindi non li ha più visti.
Non li ha più visti.
Sorry, also she said about 15 persons also from relative of her husband were died at the massacre of Sabra Shatila also.
Ah, ok, sono morti anche nel massacro, 15 parenti di suo marito.
Ah, allora quel giorno sono stati portati allo stadio, giusto?
Mm-hmm.
Uomini da una parte e donne dall'altra, ok? Allo stadio esattamente loro quanto tempo sono rimasti e poi... Se lei ha visto chiaramente, cioè fra i militari che li portavano allo stadio, sia i falangisti che gli israeliani, cioè quali erano quelli che li hanno portati allo stadio? Chi è?
Mm-hmm. Among the people who were brought to the stadium during the massacre.
Ah, the place that where they are now. Ok. عم تسأل إنه إذا شفتوا أنت الأشخاص اللي راحوا وقت على هذا الملعب مطرح ما مدفونين أول شيء مين جاب إن هول اللاجئين مين دخلن؟ هل شفت الإسرائيليين هن جابوهن وخلقوا معهم أو الكتائب؟
الإسرائيليين
والقوات اللبنانيين هن جابوهن لهول وقت اللاجئين وبلش معهم شفت the Israeli and the كتائب Lebanese كتائب they bring these people and they did this mass for this fight.
Okay. And she saw them with her eyes.
شفتين انت محمد انه هون بعينك. Yes, she saw them.
Dice tutte e due, falangisti e israeliani.
يعني بس الاسرائيليين والكتائب اللي كانوا عم بيحاربوا وقتها.
لا احنا لما طلعنا من البيت الظهر يعني بالنهار فجابونا على مدخل شتيلة.
مين
مدخل شتيلة؟ مين جابوا؟ الإسرائيليين والقوات اللبنانية.
She left her home at afternoon, so she said the Israeli and the Lebanese قوات اللبنانية bring them جابوا وين على ال
أي مدخل؟ مدخل شتيلة.
They brought them to the to the entrance of Shatila. حد المجزرة. To the end of Shatila, exactly where is the massacre now.
Mm-hmm.
They took the guides or the youth with them and they left the women to Madini Riyadiyya. You know Madini Riyadiyya? It's a place here above outside Shatila.
Madina Riyadiyya.
Yeah, it's a place outside Shatila.
لما أخذونا خلونا الساعة 7 بالليل 7 بالليل قالونا تروحوا على خكانة بلشوا.
After Madini Riyadiyya, they ask her Israeli people. They ask her to let us take you to the Fakhan. It's a place also close to Shatila. So Muhammad and the other women, other families, they run away from them and they go to Kola. Kola, you know Kola. It's
here,
place, yeah. So they found a building and the houses they are destroyed. But mm-hmm. They just hide in it. They mm-hmm. sat with the families, but there was no, room. Everything was destroyed. Just when they wanted to have some stranger people.
And these people who went in these destroyed houses, say?
Sorry?
These people who went in this destroyed house near Kola are safe or not?
They, No, اوكي ضلوا عايشين مثل راحوا على الكولاني راحوا معك
العيال الصغار العيال والولاد احنا رجعت ثاني يوم انا على الاسرائيلية على المدينة الرياضية عشان اسال على الشباب فقالوا لنا زعبونا قالوا لنا روحوا مع جينة واحدة من تحت من المفرق شتيلة قال تعوا شوفوا القتلة كل واحد يتعرف
The next day محمد went to the المدينة الرياضية and she asked the Australian people I wanted to see my my sons so they didn't listen to her and they asked her to go out while she's running away she met a woman in near the entrance of Shatila and this woman told Muhammad and the other women come and see the people the massacre it was it's yeah it's Israel damaged everything and come to see the best people the most.
Ok, allora lei dice che il pomeriggio quando arrivarono le milizie portarono un gruppo di giovani uomini soprattutto all'entrata del campo le donne e i bambini alla Madina Riadia che suppongo sia lo stadio che significa città dello sport e, insomma separando questi primi due gruppi cioè che poi gli uomini furono portati all'ingresso del campo proprio dove ci fu la parte più pesante del massacro. Altre milizie avevano chiesto ad un altro gruppo di abitanti, cioè volevano portare quest'altro gruppo di abitanti a Fachini, che è un'altra zona qui vicino, però allora si sono rifiutati e sono fuggiti alla stazione di Nicola, dove poi hanno trovato rifugio in un edificio semidistrutto e si sono salvati. E poi aggiunge che il giorno dopo lei ovviamente aveva perso di vista i suoi figli, i suoi parenti, è andata alla Madina Riadia, quindi allo stadio, a chiedere ai soldati israeliani se avessero notizie dei loro figli. I soldati israeliani non l'hanno risposta e l'hanno mandata via. Quindi avvicinandosi al campo, quasi all'ingresso, ha incontrato una donna che poi le ha mostrato che cosa era successo nel resto del campo.
Then she went to see what the woman told her about to search about her the children. So she saw the woman's died and killed in a terrible way. And she saw the children, the old people, all of them above each other killed in a terrible way.
Quindi si mette a cercare i figli tra i cadaveri con quest'altra donna. E dice che erano tutti in condizioni terribili, accatastati uno sull'altro, alcuni comunque con ferite molto grosse, buttati agli angoli delle strade, in una maniera orribile.
Dici che noi ci dispiace molto dovergli far rivivere quei momenti che gli chiediamo di raccontare, ma dici che è molto importante che quello che lei racconta si sappia per ricordare quello che è successo. Anche per ricordare le persone che lei ha perso.
I want to say her that we're so sorry.
E per caso avevano avuto un sentore o qualcuno le aveva avvisato qualche giorno prima di quello che poteva accadere?
The day before the massacre, they felt that there was something in the air which could brought to the massacre, they saw strange movements, strange feelings in the people.
هلا قبل مزرعة بنهار بالضبط هل أنتوا حسيتوا في شيء تحركات غريبة في شيء عم يتدبر
شعبي شيء صاروا يعطوا أضواء يعني إسرائيلية يعني زبطوا أضواء منيرة هيك عشان تكشف كيف يأكلوا كيف يفعلوا
يعني قبل بالضبط وقت
الأكل بشيء ليلة ما يعني قبل ليلة الجمعة احنا حسينا انه في أضواء
ومجرى السبت
كانوا الإسرائيلية عن المدينة بقصر الرياض
وين الرياض؟
قصر الرياض الصلح
لا لا وين؟
مش المدينة القصر وين ال وين بيتنا نحن بتوع هيك لفوق
اوكي كانوا هنيك الاسرائيليين وليله الجمعه انقتل بشير الجميل والسبت صارت المجزره
لا لما انقتل بشير هن كانوا فاتوا وبلشوا بالمنظر. بس احنا الجمعة اخذونا الظهر.
طيب شي سد
يعني 17 الشهر 17 ايلول
ان 17 of September it was Friday and then days ago before the massacre Bashir Ismail, he was political in the Lebanese government, also he killed. So the day before the massacre exactly, Muhammad said there is Israelis start to make just bright light, a big light or a bright and clear one in order to see the whole place, in order to concentrate and to know what to do. So because Muhammad was in rehab, her house is not in Shatila, so she didn't felt any movement, any changes, any something is organized. But in Shatila, I think that the situation is difficult. You have to ask somebody in Shatila because she's outside. The situation was calm. Just suddenly, they asked our Israelian in the house at that time was making the sign of our nationality, Palestinian nationality.
Israelis in the night they shoot this light to see what people were doing.
Yes.
She didn't live in Shatila, so she didn't perceive nothing strange.
No, she's outside. Okay. Her house is near the massacre.
Yeah.
Her house is there. Okay. But in Shatila, the situation was difficult.
Allora lei dice, rispondendo alla domanda se nei giorni precedenti aveva avuto sentori. Dice che nel castello Dresdita al Soloh, che sta comunque qui nei pressi, dopo l'assassinio di Gemayel aveva visto israeliani appostarvisi, che soprattutto durante la notte lanciavano dei razzi luminosi per controllare cosa stava succedendo, insomma, lei non abita proprio a Shatila, non abitava proprio a Shatila, ma molto vicino al campo e soprattutto al luogo del massacro. Quindi giorni prima lei non aveva sentito niente di particolarmente preoccupante, ma suppone che a Shatila invece ci fosse comunque qualcosa di strano nell'aria, perché poi la situazione è precipitata pure in maniera molto rapida. E alla fine aggiunge che il 17, praticamente in pieno massacro, gli israeliani avevano iniziato a chiedere la nazionalità nei dintorni del campo per portare i palestinesi nello stadio, lì alla Madina Riyadh.
Mi ha detto che fra quelle persone che alcuni parenti li ha visti scomparsi, cioè
non li ha visti morti, non ha visti i cadaveri.
È vero che dopo la strage, dopo il massacro, a queste persone come lei sono state avvicinate da personaggi della criminalità libanese che chiedevano del denaro in cambio, io ti posso far rivedere i tuoi cari.
Okay.
È successo anche a lei questo? Me lo conferma?
Allora, some sources says that the days after the massacre.
الصليب الأحمر أنا حطيت أسميهم بالصليب الأحمر عند هذه الفتوى. لو الصليب الأحمر إيش قال لي دورنا كتير يعني في ناس كتير بيقولوا إنه
Yes, this happened also with her. The people came to ask her if you give us money if you want to see your children because we know what they're. But Muhammad, she said, and with the other women, they didn't believe because they was Muhammad gave the name of her family to the cross, Red Cross, and to the other people who can really she can really believe them, and they work hard to bring their children. So they didn't believe and they didn't.
Yeah. Sì, è successo anche a lei, però lei non si è fidata, non ha pagato e ha preferito rivolgersi a chi sapeva che potesse aiutarla davvero, come la Croce Rossa.
Torno al campo era circondato dagli israeliani, chi voleva lasciare il campo gli era impedito di farlo.
During the massacre she saw the camp surrounded by Israelis. And then he wants also to know if Israelis forbid the people inside the camp during the massacre to exit or not.
عم تقول انت شفت الاسرائيليين كانوا وقت المجزرة محاوطين المخيم مدار مدار كان لا يسمح الناس يفوتوا يطلعوا ولا يبقوا خلون يبقوا ولا خلون يفوتوا يطلعوا شو صار وقت لما كانوا محاصرين
لما أخذونا
لا لما كان المخيم محاصر الإسرائيلية
نحن ما طلعنا من البيت كنا بالبيت يعني
عادي ما شفت شو صار
لا ما طلعنا
من البيت she stayed at home in the, during the massacre
okay
so she didn't know if this happened About Shatila, I think now when you meet somebody in Shatila who want to interview them, they have
many information
about what happened in Shatila because the excited and the terrible things happened in Shatila. Mm-hmm. The Israel was here, they was killing, and many women did fantastic things to help to do something against Israel.
Okay.
Because I interviewed before.
Okay. Dice che lei durante il massacro era barricata in casa. Quindi non ha visto se effettivamente il campo fosse circondato, se potevano entrare e uscire.
Che lei sappia, ci sono stati anche casi di stupri sulle donne da parte dei militari israeliani, perché mi è arrivata anche questa voce.
Sì. Yes. Asking her sorry in advance for this question, but it's very important. Also the
هم بيسألكوا سؤال بس بيعتذروا سلف عن السؤال بس انه مهم يعرفوا هل سمعت انه اسرائيليين اعتدوا شيء على النسوان اعتدوا عليهم هيك او ما سمعتوا صار في اعتداء عن الاسرائيلي على النسوان وقت بشكل كان يحكوا
كتائب انه كذا
كتائب من اللي كان يعملوا مش اسرائيلي
اسرائيل هن كانت يعني معهم اكيد
She said they heard about Kataeb, but she said because they are fighting with Israel, so I think they are both dead.
Ok. Sicuramente i falangisti. Poi dice, siccome comunque era a soldo degli israeliani, è capace che probabilmente ci fosse anche qualche israeliano, però che lei sa per certo sa dei falangisti.
Sorry, we interviewed people about massacre. Years ago, so the woman in Shatila, they said that yes, the Kataeb and Israeli people, they were doing that
together. Yes. Dice che lei poi comunque aveva raccolto testimonianze di altre donne che stavano dentro il campo. Queste altre donne comunque confermano che c'erano tutte e due falangisti, cioè che hanno stuprato sia falangisti che israeliani
all'interno del campo
durante il massacro.